Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who've found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. Luckily, I'm here to help provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenience and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like minoxidil that help you regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewables, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, those all you got to do, and a medical provider will determine if the treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visible, thicker and fuller hair. Start your free trial online. Visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That is hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Was there golf on last week?
Who could say? Actually, we're not even going to acknowledge it happened.
No?
You weren't here to make the picks. I made a three-minute quick pick show.
How was that?
My first show, pick was Will Zalatoris. 20 minutes before the tournament, he withdrew.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that was a good start.
Isn't that fun?
The other two didn't make the cut. Bunch of dudes got the norovirus, including Ludwig. He got to 9-under at one point. Probably should have won Torrey. And then just, I guess he was puking and shitting his brains out.
Yeah, that'll happen to you. That'll happen to you there. He's back this week, though.
He is back, so I wonder if he's still kind of feeling that or not.
Let me ask you this. This is a serious question. How is golf in general, ratings-wise, everything else? Like, I don't hear a lot about it this year.
Down?
Yeah, it's what it feels like.
Yeah. People are just kind of over it.
Over just golf in general, or the people, split tours?
You know,
or what?
Hockey and baseball, they kind of turn people off the strike.
Yes.
Kind of similar incidents with, like, LIV and the split.
Okay.
Just people taking money and just, they're like, yeah, fuck this, who cares?
Yeah.
It's a hard enough sport to get into anyway.
It's odd because, you know, in my neighborhood, which, you know, I've discussed many times on this show, like, you hang out with a lot of other dads just because of their kids, right? So Your kids play with other fathers and everything else. Usually they're gambling on golf or watching golf. It's on in the background on Sundays or whatever. And this year, I haven't seen it yet.
It's hard enough to watch anyway because they'll pick up the tournament on like a NBC or a CBS, I don't know, halfway through, especially on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, oh, the leaders are already on like 7.
Yeah.
And then it's just nothing but a commercial dump.
Yes.
It's a vessel for commercials. For like insurance companies or like some financial manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty. Yeah, I see all of it. I see all of it every single time. But yeah, this year was the first time that in the NBA. We're like, God damn, no one will talk to me about the fucking NBA.
Winners this year haven't been like totally out of the blue. We had Hideki.
Mm-hmm.
We had Nick Taylor.
Yeah.
We had Sepp Straka.
Strocking these beats.
And then last week was Harris English. You know, Harris English, okay. Very talented.
Yes,
very
he is.
Good.
Yes, those are good winners.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know, Scotty hasn't played, and this is going to be Scotty's first tournament.
Yeah, and so on the drive here, by the way, I've got SiriusXM in the car, and they were talking about that. That's how they were billing this. This is the world's number one golfer. He's finally playing his first tournament this year. Tune in. It's Scotty Scheffler. And it's still, even as a fan of golf and betting on it every week with you, it's still like, yeah, but he's number one, but he's not Tiger, you know?
Could have watched Tiger last night.
I know. And by the way, people were saying it was pretty cool to watch and fun to watch. Yeah.
It's the first close match they've had. The other three were blowouts.
It was 4-3 or something like that last night?
I had it in the background. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm not into the tech.
I'm not either.
It reminds me of the simulator at Golf Channel.
I agree.
I would do my work. I'd hit the simulator. Yet the ball just like stops wherever you hit it. It doesn't really kind of emulate life very well.
No. And that's the other, we did a show on Drinker Bros earlier about AI and all this other shit. It's just like,
tech's
okay,
not
cool.
There.
No, but it's not. And will it ever be? Because let's face it, if you and I were out just on a municipal course, if it hits a sprinkler head or off the golf cart path or whatever, like, you don't really know where it's going to kick out to, or you shank one, it bounces off a tree,
or
goes
even
back
the
in a
fairway.
Fairway
or the greens, right? It's going to run a little longer than it is on the simulator. Simulator is the only place I have a hole in one.
Yeah.
I actually have a hole in one at Pebble.
Oh, do you really?
On a simulator.
My kid had one too. By the way, I'm not kidding. He's 9.
Yeah.
Does that help? I hope not.
No. It doesn't count either way.
No. It doesn't. We laughed. I just thought, oh, maybe because he's a kid, they just do it for you. But I have no idea how that shit works. Mm-hmm. He had fun playing it. But he did fucking scorch one through the screen.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, just tore a fucking hole in it. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
When we were at Golf Channel, a long drive guy put one right through it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Broke it for weeks. I was so mad at him.
Well, the screen itself, like the game continued. There was just a fucking hole at the bottom of the goddamn screen.
Well, they shut it down. They had to fix it.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I imagine after we left, they had to fix it.
Yeah.
It was at Texas Live. Sorry.
It's like, what am I supposed to do all day? Yeah. Fucking nothing?
I know. It was at Texas Live. You know, upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we were. But this week, though, is fun. This is AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Elevated event. Yep. You have the big boys finally playing. Rory's playing.
Yep.
Finally. He's playing. Coming over from Europe.
Yeah.
He's been playing those DP World Tour events.
Good for him, man. Yeah. Look, tuning up. Why not? With this one, though, is this still the one where they let celebrities in it?
First couple of days, yeah.
Okay.
The pro-am.
Bill Murray and those guys will be there, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Doing
his
Ray Romano.
Hilarious antics.
Ray Romano is oh, God. Kevin James, all those guys.
All the big hitters.
Carlton. Josh Allen. Would Josh Allen be in it?
Got to think Josh Allen's in it now, yeah. It's a nice little consolation prize for him.
He's got nothing to do this weekend.
He'll be playing with Keith Mitchell.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Actually, is Keith playing this year? I don't know if he made it.
Yes, he is.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. I didn't
Keith
know if
Mitchell's
he made
in it.
It.
He's way down there.
Yeah.
Way down there. Yeah. I got a lot of long shots this week. I don't know about you.
You know, I saw a number on a man that is just elite talent. And just out of principle, I have to take it.
Okay.
And we'll just start with my first pick.
Sure.
That's Victor Hovland.
Look, he's always been great. Victor Hovland has always been great. Winners only this year.
Yeah. Okay? Winners only, of course. Yeah. Victor Hovland, kind of tinkering with the swing. Used to have a perfect swing. I just listened to a podcast with his old coach, Mayo. He was on No Layoffs podcast. He was talking about when Hovland approached him, he's like, I don't want to work with you. Your swing's perfect. He fucked around too much, messed up his swing, and now he's still kind of in the wilderness searching right now.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he's 46-1. But Victor Hovland at Pebble, if you know he can figure things out for a week, he could definitely win this tournament.
Yeah, man. I mean, if he could snap out of it and figure it out. I mean, we've seen this over the years. Tiger, John Rahm, a bunch of people change their swings, and then eventually it clicks, and they start winning.
He's a curious cat, you know.
He is
the kind of guy that just he's constantly searching. He's constantly looking for something better. I can relate with that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you sure can. You guys share a lot in common.
I've talked about it though. I'm 2 wins, and I get tickets to the Ryder Cup this year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
September, but it has to be by September 1st.
I'm going to elevate things.
Oh.
I'm not going to cut my hair or my beard until I get 5 wins.
That's going to be... You're going to look like Forrest Gump, dude. Running cross country.
I'm not going to cut it until I get 5 wins. It's going to happen this year. I'm gonna get a fresh cut right before the Ryder Cup.
Oh, boy. I've promised you two, and then we'll pay for Ryder Cup tickets, so you're good for you and your dad. But, man, five?
Five. I kind of just wanted to grow my hair out anyway,
I think,
so that's kind of the reason.
Yeah, but the beard, too, right?
Beard, too.
I think...
it's got a slick back. I don't really know what to do with it right now.
I think you had 5 wins. What was it? First year, right?
Yeah, I kind of set
both
the bar.
Us, by the way, it was a close...
I had like seven.
I think seven. I think I had five. I finished five or six.
I set the bar way too high. Like, I remember the first picks I gave out was like Luke List at Torrey to Brian Urlacher.
Yep.
And then he was just like, all right, I'm going to start listening.
And then he started texting, asking for your picks.
Yeah, I set the bar way too high.
That's funny.
I should have eased into it. Mav McNeely at Pebble.
Can't do it.
You just have to. It's a principal play as well. He always plays his plays pretty well. Bare minimum, he's going to top 10. He's 54-1. We'll take Mav.
All right.
He also just got, I believe, one of his first wins in a long time in the fall. So, you know, he's kind of in good form right now.
Yeah, he did.
Then we're going with a man whose brother's house and entire family got displaced by the L.A. wildfires.
Did it burn down?
Not Mark Hubbard's house, but his brother, who I believe is a writer for The Ringer.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
So I think they're all just kind of like traveling with him.
All right.
Mark Hubbard, 130-1.
Wow, dude.
Let's go. Give me Hubs. Homeless Hubs.
Are you putting Hondo on that?
Put $50 on it.
Because that would pay $13,000 if you put $100 on it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put $50 on it.
Okay. I like that. I throw $100 on each of these. I've had a fucking record year, but
I do have $100.
And then
I'll one, yeah.
I'll dump it up. I usually bump it up for the majors here, but yeah, man, I'm going with some long shots. Not all long shots.
It's gonna end up being Scotty though.
Yeah, probably.
I think the last time Scotty played was the Zozo, which he won.
Probably. Look. So I'll start with
Hero World Challenge, not the Zozo.
I'll start with the one like mid-range one here. So Patrick Cantlay at 18-1. I'm going to go with him.
Have him.
I'm going to take him.
Take him.
I'll take him. He's boring. He fits the course and yeah, it is what it is. Scotty can't come back and just win the first one, right? That would be fucking wild.
No, he could. That's why he's 4-1.
Didn't he cut his hand?
Yeah, but who cares?
I mean, probably wasn't swinging a lot.
He probably would have won the PGA Championship if he didn't get arrested.
Yes, he would have. Yes, he would have. So I'm taking him at 18-1. Rest are long shots here. I'm going to go with Denny McCarthy at 75-1.
Have him. I'm tired of losing money on Denny McCarthy.
I know. One of these days he'll put it together.
Not in an elevated event. He'll win like the Valspar or some shit. Yeah.
This is tough. Have you been there?
Pebble?
Yep.
I've never been to Pebble.
It's a tough one, man. You got those winds and everything else coming off the ocean. Like it's tough. It's a hard one out there. Wyndham Clark, 49-1.
Yeah. Repeat.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, last year.
I think I won on him last year, right? And they shut it down after like 54 holes.
So yeah. It was a sham.
Yeah. You called me a sham winner the entire year.
If they played all 72, I think Ludwig probably won that.
You know the fucked up thing is I think that's the only tournament I won last year.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think I only had one win.
There's
last year.
Way you could possibly go back and check, you know?
No.
It's not documented. It's not at all.
You can't go through the episodes or anything else. I'm going to take him. I'm going to throw a fourth one in here only because here's why. I'll let you do a fourth one as well. Okay.
Don't need it.
But I'll tell you why I'm doing it is we are out of college football. We are out of NFL this weekend. They're doing some bullshit skills challenge thing for the Pro Bowl.
The Manning Brothers?
Yeah, they're not doing the Pro Bowl anymore.
I thought it was a flag football game.
There is. So there's a flag football game, but they're also doing like, remember those old 80s NBC things of like tug of war and stupid games and shit. Yeah. So they're going to do that.
Sure.
Gay. No the college football on Saturdays exist, anymore. Think.
The Pro Bowl should just not be a game, but like a honor, kind of like all pro.
Oh, or like Golden Glove. Golden Glove.
Yeah, yeah, just announce
congratulations.
It.
That's it. Yeah,
you're the Pro Bowl, too.
Yep. Congratulations. You guys are the best of the
that
best.
That way, like, guys don't opt out, right?
Right.
And then you get these sham Pro Bowlers, too.
Yeah. I mean, because all they're doing is raging somewhere, and it's just like, all right, cool, man, I guess. But you want some time off, one would imagine. So, therefore, I'm gambling a lot on this weekend because I have nothing to watch. I just, like, shit on in the background with money on it, and that's it.
College basketball.
Oh, by the way.
Spit on the home team.
I watched Caleb Love last night throw a fucking three-quarter court shot in at the buzzer to send it to overtime. Jacked off on myself. it was Arizona. I watched that Arizona game last night. It was awesome. Last one here. I'm going to go Thomas Dietrich at 75-1.
Oh, our boy.
Our boy.
Our sweet boy.
I'm going to bump this up to four this week because
can Thomas Dietrich just be our show's like a golfer?
I wish.
If every week we just bet Thomas Dietrich.
One of us has to, but for real, I have nothing else to bet on this weekend. Do you? Is there a UFC fight on?
There is. It's in Saudi Arabia. You got Izzy.
All right.
Izzy's
fighting. So since it's in Saudi Arabia, is it early then? Is it going to be like, you know, 1
I think it's
going to
be like midday, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm in. Like something's got to be on for Christmas.
Izzy's minus 160, take him. Just lay it. Who cares?
All right. All right. I'll look at it.
He's got something to prove, you know?
I'll look at it. My wife loves this time of year so much.
You actually spend time with the kids?
No. Because I spend time with the kids anyways, because their games are super early. Mm. So all the kids' games start at like 8 a.m. to like 12. So you get home, you watch college football. She just doesn't fucking want it on in the background of the house. And I'm like, fuck off, dude.
This Saturday, I will be judging a high school powerlifting competition. My friend asked me to.
I like that.
My friend asked me to help.
I'm a hearty of seltzer. Yeah, I like that.
She needed volunteer, so I got dragged into it.
Okay, and so you're gonna watch a bunch of high school kids powerlift.
Yeah, and I gotta judge whether or not the reps are good.
Oh, that's tough. Because if what are they doing? Closed grip.
Well, there's bench, there's deadlift, and there's squat.
Squats, yeah.
And I have to instruct them like, hey, down, up,
yep,
rack. And then I have to like dictate whether or not they listen to me.
Back, knees.
And if it was a good rep. I gotta watch everything.
Yes.
That's too much pressure.
It's not.
I'm gonna ruin someone's scholarship.
Yeah, but I can see you being a dick about it, so it's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm not gonna be a dick. I'm gonna be very lenient.
I'm a dick out there.
Unless they're like egregious.
I'm a Russian police officer. I'm stern but fair, but yeah. I just know
some fucking high school meathead coach is gonna get my face.
Maybe.
Yeah. That was good.
His
ass was off the bench.
It was off the bench, bro. You can't do that. Can't press up on that bench that far.
It also, the bench kind of seems like Fugazi anyway. They're all wearing the benching shirts.
So I had a buddy do that in college. I'll out him too. Dean Cook. Dean, why did you used to wear those fucking benches?
It's like a slingshot. It doesn't count.
That's what I said to him. I was like, bro. He was doing big weights, and I was just like, yeah, man, but you got the fucking thing on.
It was like a 100-pound difference right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Dean Cook, you fucker. He used to put that thing on before we went to the goddamn gym, and I was like, why? Why? Like, who
it's
cares?
A straight jacket. It's just like
that's exactly what it is. Tight as fuck, and then, dude, you do like three reps, and that's it.
So this is all one rep stuff, which, you know.
Really?
Kind of missed me with that. I think three reps should be your minimum for a max.
We still got to warm up too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. One more time with your picks.
So we're going Victor Hovland, 46-1. I mean, look at this. Look at this sweet, sweet boy. He's incredibly high in his profile photo. Look at those eyes.
Beautiful. Beautiful man.
Then we got Mav McNeely at 54-1.
Perfect.
And then Homeless Hubs, Mark Hubbard.
Yeah.
130-1.
Perfect. I'm going four this week because there is no other sports on for me. Ugh, can't wait to that for that Super Bowl. I'm going to be depressed after the Super Bowl. Denny McCarthy, 75-1. Patrick Cantlay, 18-1. Wyndham Clark at 49-1. And Thomas Dietrich at 75-1. I need something to live for this weekend to feel like I'm alive.
You'll get some views. Yeah, Pebble will look nice, hopefully. Hopefully it doesn't rain too much.
I know LA is getting rain, so we'll see. I don't know how far up the coast it's getting.
You know what they say.
What's that?
They needed it.
Yeah. And they needed it last year, not before the fires is when they really fucking needed it, not during it. Because now there's landslide warnings and mudslides and all that other shit. We were just like, man.
It's a wonderful place to live.
Weather-wise, it is. It's beautiful. And then this bullshit. So, yeah. And by the way, Pebble, like, one of the most beautiful places on earth. Everybody, yep. That's everybody's bucket list right there. Pebble.
I would have picked Ludwig, by the way, if I knew his health status. But I'm uncertain.
Really?
I'm uncertain.
I just think he's overrated. I think he's at 18-1 right now.
He's a generational player. He's a stud.
That's what I've heard. He's the man. He's got to fucking win one of these big ones here. He's at 18-1 right now. So he's up there.
He's got to stay away from Patrick Mahomes, though.
Why?
Apparently Mahomes wants to, like, become boys with him. You got to stay away from that.
Yeah,
that nonsense.
I agree.
You don't want to get involved with that crew.
Bad news.
Yeah.
It's bad news all the way around. Good luck, Patrick. I've got a lot of money on you in the Super Bowl. Okay.
Go Birds.
Yeah. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to mybookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Also, head on over to Apple. Go to iTunes. Rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. And then Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Hove.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.